There is actually an ancient footpath that goes up through here and leads to Hoo, which is actually older than the coastal footpath. And actually, Radford Caves are just slightly above it. You can see the entrance, but you can't get in. It's all blocked and barred.
Caves are up here, are they?
Yeah, it's just up through the footpath. The footpath takes you up to the top of the coastal footpath above the sewage works.
The cave used to be used quite regularly up until about 20 years ago.
I've been down there quite a few times.
It still is accessible through the Plymouth caving.
Is it? I don't know who's got the
They've
key.
They've got the key.
Yeah.
I used to go down it as well.
It's quite a magnificent place inside. It's quite a deep drop, isn't it? You've got to know what you're doing.
The Red Curtains down there, in there.
Yes, that's right.
And it's a National Geographic magazine. And I think it's about 1956. It's an article in there, all in colour.
Oh, right. Wow.
Amazing.
And it's my... might be able to lay my hands on that.
Hey, that'd be interesting.
I'd be fascinated to see that.
Yeah.
I know in the 50s there was a big... it had a lot of publicity because two youngsters were stuck in it at different times and they had to... Well, the fire brigade couldn't help. They didn't have the facilities. And I think in the end they got the caving club to get them out. But there was quite a big lot of publicity about it and not a national coverage on television. Because I don't think they had much chance of survival.
Easy to get stuck down there, because it isn't just a walk-through cave like Kitley or anything. It's
as you go in, you go down a massive creek.
Crawling on your belly through tunnels.
And there's a sump like that as well, which you have to get
squeeze,
through.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got it.
Is that where the treasure is? The missing treasure?
Wow, it's all sorts of
stories. I think you've already looked.
It was called at one time Raleigh Cave, because Raleigh, as you said, escaped or made an attempt at an escape from being incarcerated here. And he was apparently, they said, he hid in the caves, but I think it's just one of those rumours. You know?
Yeah. I mean, one thing says he was stopped from escaping, the other says he had a guilty conscience, said he came back. You know, he had faced up to his... thought he'd get a fair trial, obviously. But the story is as well, I mean, it's a bit macabre, but after he was executed, his body was buried, but his wife carried his head around until the day she died. She had it in a bag, just carried it under her arm.